only record what is worth record.
Recording everything. Do you mind?
No, what is something substantial that should be recorded.
That's true. Last night when we were here, you asked if we had anything for you, and we had forgotten what it was, and I think Kira has it tonight, a couple of reports from the Long Island Satsang that we
yes,
should have given you then.
That's all right. Where are they?
Right there.
That's all right. This is...
monthly report.
Yes.
Do you yourself, Master, have a chance to look at all of these reports yourself?
Yes.
All of them? Yes.
Also.
That makes a tremendous amount, doesn't it?
Surely. That is me to it. Hold. 700-800 letters a month. That is like.
Yes.
In that's foreign. In addition. This one, for the application form.
I imagine the amount of mail has been cut down recently, though, hasn't it? Because
not yet.
You have asked that letters not be included in the reports now.
I told them they give the same thing. Briefly, you got everything, the report.
Yes.
Instead of writing separate letters, that takes them time to write also. Why not put in there? They say the same thing, there again another letter. If that needs the anything special, can you come? There's no order for two against it, can you?
Yes.
Yes. Dark window, no? The shade. Yes, now. Any toilet? Further, by income tax statement, Sanyan. Ajayan, okay, income tax, no? Charge, okay, no? Just, you don't mind. Anything special? How do you pass your day today? Very busy and busy.
Well, we did some shopping,
okay.
And then we'll do no more of that. We got it out of the way. We finished.
So from tomorrow you will, you know, write this.
Yes, sir.
I told them also, this morning I never knew you were there. At about 10 I was told you are waiting for me. Then he ran up there. From tomorrow you can go there, sit down at 7:30. I'll come up there when I finish, when he's at 9. After 9, in the meantime, you have sufficient time for my physical. That's all right. Option 2 also. You also be there by 7:30. I'll come over there at about 9:15 or something. That's all. Any? Subject for?
Well, you know, the thing I have hoped for some time is that maybe we could ask you a question such as they asked Jesus once, when they asked him, Lord, if we should pray, how should we pray? And then he presented the Lord's Prayer. If we asked you that question, what would you say?
Well, I great regard for Jesus. Jesus was Jesus. I am a son of man, of course. God working through me, that's all right. He gave that answer that was quite appropriate. According to the level of us, we are working. We are worldly people more. God give us thy bread, etc. Everything, pray for it like a worldly man, you see. But there are different levels of prayer. There are different levels of prayer. And I have discussed that point in the book, Prayer. You will find different levels. There have been such like people who said, all right, oh God, we are not any of want and so nothing more. We want one mare to ride on and what house to live in, you see, and so much to eat and so much to drink, this and that. This is not, I think I'm just what is, I'm not searching for, only I want for to go on. If you cannot afford, we cannot pray. Some say like that. This is the ABC. It's from the level of man. That's all right. Ultimately, thy kingdom come on earth. That was from the level of man. We worldly people. We need everything. So from that, give us a daily bread. From the level of man, as I just referred to you, in my book you will find very clear this point brought out. They say, we want this, we want him. Perhaps every man, that means about not a $200 a month. But say, no, I'm not, you see. Anyhow, I feel average for that, you see. This is really I want. That is, you can't give it, I cannot pay. Cannot live on. That's from the level of a worldly man. You give it from that level. But to me, as you progress on the way, you surrender everything. But you give one tithe system, I mean from the very times immemorial, then all right, give more than more than more than everything. Our master used to do first in the beginning. He was giving tithe of his income to the master for the good of the people. Then when he progressed, he gave all his income to the master's feet, and he used to send some money for the use of his family, surrendering the whole thing, in due course. So those who ultimate quiet self, they don't know whether you give it or not, thanks. Thank you. Being remembered. So different levels, different levels. As a man, son of man, as a worldly man, we need everything. So from that level, that praise to you. The other masters of saints also have given like that. They have got this stage in the prayer. That view that befits very worldly men like us.
Like us?
Like us, as worldly men, you see. I cannot, you see, what you say, cast out from the man body. I'm a man too, like you. That's another thing, that power is making the best use of it. That's another thing. So for worldly man needs everything, you see. Man, rider is good, one that one who has 2 feet in the, strong in the stairs, both, physical side. Yeah. So that place befits us in the other stairs. As we progress, we surrender. ultimately, all right, you don't give us, even then we satisfied. You give, that's all right. If you don't give, then that means no difference. That's what you mean, full surrender. I think this point has been borne out very clearly in the prayer book of this. That was reprinted now. I've got a copy from America.
You start out by asking things from God, and the real prayer is when you surrender everything to God.
Yes. You give or not, that's all. I give you an example here. I think, I don't say whether that befits in the West, even in the East at least. Someone is married to a husband, you see. She goes to him. But she says, well, I want this, see, I want this, I want this, I want this. But that's all. When he thinks he loves me, when wife thinks his husband loves me, then all right, she will say, all right, yeah, you want this. If he gives, all right, if not, she does not come. All right, I put it, she does not say. Sometimes, you must give this and that. That's the lowest. Otherwise, I can't go on. As I told you, I want this, I want that. Otherwise, we cannot pray. We cannot live. This is lowest. Then give us our daily bread, that was normal. Then comes when he sees, husband loves me. Even rags, torn clothes. And even he sees it, he does not buy me new clothes. Why, but I must be loved by him. If my, these torn and rags appeal to him, all right. The only thing, I must be loved by him. This is ultimate. If he wants to see me in this state, and he is pleased with that, he knows, he sees and he doesn't give me. It means, if I am pleased in that manner, all right. My whole job is to win his pleasure. So this is ultimate, their stage.
The ultimate evidently has been reached in the East, but in the West we have a complicating factor of advertising. The wife perhaps listens to television or radio and finds out that she really should have this desire and that desire.
That's in the beginning. That's quite elemental. As a son of man, you say what you want. But when man comes in contact with somebody, he has chosen him as companion for life, weal or woe, then he should win his pleasure. First, he can already wait, I think, yes, and I found this one, right? Even then, if you want and he doesn't give you anything, what does it mean? Still further, he wants, he sees that my clothes are torn, I'm naked, this is well done. Even he sees with all that, and he loves me with all that, he doesn't bring me new clothes. That's how I only want to win his pleasure. Once I tell you, Father Abraham, in those days the slaves were bought. He bought a slave, brought him home and asked him, where will you sit? I'm bought already. Where you make me sit? What will you eat? Well, there's no question on my part. I'm bought. Whatever you give me. What you wear? Well, that, no question arises by this. I'm bought. And the Father Abraham sighed. Oh God, he is a good servant of you. I am not like him. So this is ultimate.
We have a new factor in the West, though, that enters in, called women's liberation, in which they don't believe in accommodating themselves to the husband in the way that you've discussed.
Am I right? Acha. We are not talking about the way. How do you? He's going to England tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Strictly speaking, as a matter of, you see, all today we could write. But one must be two souls in one body. Otherwise, there's no good family life. God has united you as a matter of reactions of the past. Now I'm speaking very strictly according to principles. You don't mind that. According to principles, you see, if you read those Solomon words, when you take a wife and they want to leave each other, then even if your wife remarries or the husband remarries, both are adulterers. These are the words. You heard? These are words. We fall short of these commandments. And there is a real happy life only then, when one is attached to one to lie.
Yes.
I'll speak about the real thing. In India, this has been the proverbial throughout. In the West, there are divorce courts. Every day, some trouble arises. Little, all right, I go. He said, I go. Where is it? Peace. No, no peace. Sometimes for 6 years, just see me, if you don't mind, one son has been born here, the other son is born there. Who will claim? The difficult evidence. India has been proverbial for that, but this disease also crept in here too now. It was not before. They say they have advanced, I say, to my mind, they have ready. This level of thinking. So there is no permanent, I mean, peace. They are union or integration. You find here we have also no divorce court. Not many, but still they have started. The India has been proverbial for that. And they have lost there. In the US, you find that trouble arises every day.
Yes, it's
very few there were sincere to each other. God has united them. That is yes in the past. So let God be united, work two souls in one body. One must surrender to them, both of them go together as equals at least. If not as slaves, I don't mean that, as equal. Both unite together. So marriage means taking a companion in life who will be with us in weal or woe, on an earthly sojourn, and both meet God. One duty may be of begetting you. There are courts going in trouble. This is my son, you can keep that son, unless he's young. This all troubles going on. Now one is sitting with this husband, the other 2 years out, he's sitting with the wife. No fight. Excuse me if I said no fight. Not so sad. There's troublesome. That's one of the main causes of what you say. Trouble in the West. And that has kept in India too. I'm sorry to say that. So it was proverbial. India was probably for that. Mormons also they allow like that. There are some restrictions. Man who had to divorce, what is that? He gives a notice for 3 months, then reconsider, then for 6 months. That's the rule. Then after 1 year or so, if they can reconcile, they already divorce. And the time of divorce, they pay something. They have got Mormons. In Hindu, that has not been discussed throughout, ever since. Now this, you may say good, or I will say evil, has crept it here too. If man concerns you, he will adjust. My letter you will find always, try to adjust, please. And many have returned, right? Those who applied for divorce and they have returned, now they are living good life. When you think we both have to carry on, you adjust. Everyone this way, not that way. So no, I mean, peace alone. And letters I do receive like that. Then all right, title. You have a wife is there, all right, be polite, be truthful, be loving, and yes, control yourself. If he hates you, you must be sincere. And I found many cases they have come to normal. every day to adjust, you see. Man is married now. Now I'm talking from the worldly point of view. Man is young, he is married now. After 2 years he divorces, he takes another wife. And the wife takes another. After 2 years another goes on like that. Every time he has to remarry, he has to become quite young man again. He never out of this sensual life. This is from the spiritual point of view, I'm parting. So there are very strict orders. I said, I go to you. If those who are divorced, husband or wife, if they remarry, both are it. Well, you have read it.
Yes.
If you only live up to that, you see, you cannot step out good or evil. Altogether. But we have to take such a recourse in which there is more good as compared to evil. If I say, you have to carry on anyhow, we have to say, we will just try to adjust, isn't it? If I know I am free, I can introduce it that way. That's where there is no peace. All of these frivolous thoughts haunting your brain. I'm just quoting from the practical point of view. Once I had a very long talk, correspondence on that. I had to quote those things, this, there, here, there. There are some genuine cases too, very few. There are genuine cases, very few. But not like that as goes on now. Everybody with little excuse, I am going there. How can you have two men at the time, or two wives? There is some obligation. I am not talking any philosophy, any common sense of things. There is more peace that way. I know in finance, those who come in my contract through correspondence, they have changed. They think those who were already taken the course, there was that was already, but those intending like that, they changed. Now they are in peaceful life. Compared to much peaceful. This is, for example, you got one bangle, maybe iron and gold, that won't make any noise. If there are two, three, always jingling. One heart attached to so many places. Where's the rest? Some driven that way, some driven that way. So this is very important, a very grave question to consider. I'm sorry, this even I kept in India too. Even now it is, I think, 10% might be. Because habit, you see, the race habit continues. That will take time to spoil the whole thing, but they have stopped. Just in the case of family planning, India is, I think, I've got the highest number now.
You have these billboards all over advertising family planning. Do you approve of it?
By truly speaking, my eye won't. Truly, why? It's due to there was corruption. Men did it undercover. Not open field, go. Isn't it? They should maintain, you see, celibacy. Just. This is very valuable thing, this file. Right, I am not a favorite at all, see. I have conserved that power to help you physically, intellectually, spiritually. You fall down every minute, see. So for that reason, I am not. Think this. You must be. They have got one point, you see, just see, one column in the mind, one in the. All of these 2 points have made clear what I see. Then tomorrow morning, I think 7:30 you may be there, and you were there, you called me there. I will come over at about 9:30, between 9 and 9:30, to talk or anything.
You
are busy? Yes, in that room. I got message this morning at 10, we are sitting here. All right, I come. So tomorrow you can be there 7:30, I will come between 9 and 10. Then talk or anything.
Thank you.
And evening time, if you want, I will just switch up for evening to talk or heart or talks. Now, if you don't mind, I'll just tend to them.
Thank you very much.
Good night to you all.
Good night.
All right.